Well, we've been courting Kate Crane Briggs for a while now, and I'm very excited that she's on our show today. Kate is the founder of Culture Connect South Africa and is doing something which is very close to my heart, and I'm very, very pleased to see happening, which is really, bringing together culture, architecture, history, and putting it all into an amazing tour, cultural tours, really, around Cape Town. Kate, I don't know if I've articulated that properly, but I want to hear from you. What is Culture Connect South Africa?
Now you summed it up really beautifully. So I offer tours in places that might be hard to get into or to meet people who generally one can't. And these are open to the public or they're private tours. The private tours are typically for tourists who don't have time to research what they want to do when they're here, and so we do a city walk. But my great interest in life has been art, so I use what we see to talk about the history, the people. And with the open tours, they're very in depth, so it could be looking behind the scenes, say at the archives or in a museum or in a commercial gallery. And getting someone who's a real expert and passionate about their subject. And so, in Musenberg, getting Brett McDonald to talk about one particular part of it, and, getting a curator or artist to really explain an exhibition.
So this doesn't just happen, Kate. I mean, your interest and your study in the arts has spans many, many years. Will you give us just a short overview of what that looks like?
You can probably tell from my accent, I'm from England, and all changed when I met a South African architect studying at the London School of Economics. And I was working at the time at a museum called the Whitechapel. And so I studied art history. Often people think I'm an artist. And I worked in London institutions for 20 years, ranging from the National Portrait Gallery to the Barbican. And when I arrived here in 2010, I felt lonely, a bit at sea. So I just said off the cuff one day to a friend, "Would you like to come and look around some artist studios?" And it really took off. And so I gave up my consultancy. And I get so much pleasure on discovering this phenomenal place which has so much varied art and history.
Well, Kate, this is a great way to stop feeling lonely because you probably meet the most amazing people on your tours and in a space and in an area of study that is so close to your heart.
Yeah, no, it's
What a
been.
blessing that must be.
And I find that people here are so warm and welcoming. Whether it's someone who, works guarding, at the door, or a professor who's the top of their field. And so, I walk around town and I've got my friends now I would say hello to. And also, if someone on the tour has a question I can't answer, hopefully I can then ask someone, say at a Zico South African National Museums, the answer. And it's really super how friendly people are.
It is, and it's a common language that draws people closer to each other. So it's a special group of people that have this love for the arts, and to bring together designers, curators, practitioners, it's quite amazing. So please tell us in a practical way, how does the tour happen? Is it on foot? Is it
Good
guided
question.
tour?
They're typically on foot. So Culture Connectors, as I call them, they book and I say where the meeting place is. If it's, say, in Pardefley, which is by Somerset West, usually it's a cafe because Then people can have a coffee
A
beforehand
coffee,
just at the bus station.
absolutely.
And then I send a briefing, which includes a map and who else is coming and background on what we're seeing. So, for instance, on the 13th of April, Dylan Lewis is showing us around his beautiful sculpture garden just outside Stellenbosch. So, for that briefing, I'll say a bit about his life and his influences. And I know I like to be well informed before I go. And also, I can get a bit nervous about, going into an area I'm unfamiliar with, despite Google Maps. So that's where I like to add value. And then the magic obviously comes from seeing, whether it's these priceless objects at the Castle of Good Hope or the poignancy of, say, going to Athlone, which we're doing on the 29th, of the memorials to the struggle, people who gave their lives fighting against apartheid.
Well, these sound just fascinating. So, how do people find out about you, Kate? Do you have a website?
So,
Do you advertise
hopefully,
pictures?
Google Kate Crane Briggs, or as you quite rightly said, it's Culture Connect SA, South Africa. So, Google Culture Connect SA, and my website is cultureconnectsa.com, and I'm on Facebook and then Instagram. But it's really lovely to hear from people and what they want if there's something that isn't on the schedule. So, like in the Bulcock, meeting people who live there and know a lot about the history and just spending 2 hours
Someone
diving
typically
deep.
could come to you and say, I need a specialized tour. I'm interested in X, and you'll put something together.
Yeah, or I'll give them a link. I'm not as good as I should be on the Winelands. And so I know Dominic Dare, who is really good with art there. He lives in Frantic and adores the
Yes.
valley. But it's always great to get feedback saying, oh, we want another Docklands tour. And then I'll sort of make a mental note to program that for as a public tour. Or if people want typically international visitors, their own bespoke
Yes.
one, that's a lot of what I do. And of course, it's wonderfully busy at the moment.
I'm so happy to hear that. So, if, for instance, a tour operator wanted a specialized tour of some kind, like specifically focused on struggle history or the Boer Kaap community, they would then reach out to you and they would say, I have 10 people that want to go on this tour. And you'll put that together and curate it, right?
Yes. And it's often about art because it's so overwhelming, the variety of galleries and the number of them. And I can sometimes just recommend, like I did yesterday, you have to do the National Gallery, Zeitz and Norval, or if they actually want me to go and show them around. Typically, those sort of visitors don't have much time. So we have a guide with their own vehicle, and we hop on and we go to, say, Salt River to see the street art and go to Sidetrack Studio, say, to meet artists, as well as, Wash of the World and the AVA. I just tailor it according to what they want. And what's lovely is that there's more interest now in architecture. So I'll do just an art deco tour,
I
even.
was just about to ask about that because the link with DHK and all the interesting buildings that they've worked on, I think would be quite an interesting tour just on its own, for sure.
And spaces like Battery Park, which is the east side of the waterfront, it's just beautiful the way DHK have turned what in effect is a top of a car park for the local offices and
Oh, I love
apartments
that
into,
space,
yeah, and
honestly.
the the kids from all over,
Completely.
the flats, skateboarding or doing basketball, and then you have the history with the cannons, and that was the original, as you probably know, shoreline. So it's seeped in history, and yet it's contemporary, it's vibey, and being part of the waterfront, it's beautifully clean, and there's security.
I love it. I love it. What an interesting life you have, Kate.
Thank you.
I think it must be wonderful to work in a space that you so love, because I hear the passion and I see the thought that goes into creating these amazing experiences. You know, I was on holiday in Brazil in December last year, and I was completely blown away because there is such a big focus on culture. And we got to go to a university gallery, which, you know, you never get to go to on a normal everyday tour from that you picked up from a tour operator. It's pretty much stock standard. And the spaces that we went to, the art that we were exposed to, the street art, the collections, it was really mind-blowing. And I'm hoping that, you know, you would grow in the same way and make this pretty much something that is everyday and stock standard on every itinerary about the Western Cape, because there is really so much to see.
Yes, and it's lovely when visitors, they've been to, say, Melbourne, they've been to Berlin, they've been to Shoreditch in London, and they've done a street art walk, and they like that way of experiencing a new place because the walls have stories and they're about current issues or about history, and then they see that they're off the big tourist overcrowded places, and they get a nice vibe of what it can be. And this is like going to a university as well. You know, education obviously is increasingly, well, everyone knows the value, but to see a collection there, that there are just amazing collections often that are hard to find.
Kate, I know that you have some tours focusing on the harbour, others in Stellenbosch. Can you just give us a taste of what some of your tours focus on?
So, social history is an important one, and neighborhoods. So, on the 7th of March, I'm in the East City. So, that's District 6, Harrington Street, Bethencourt. And
Lovely.
it's really dynamic. Obviously, a very painful recent past. But there are people there who are, again, passionate about what they do, whether it's, the African School of Coffee, which is a charity training baristas, or whether it's the Spear Arts Trust with what they're doing for young artists and designers in this country. We go behind some doors, which generally people wouldn't do, and there's some great murals, and there's an energy.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then you've got things happening in Stellenbosch as well.
And a popular one, as I mentioned, is street art. And in Salt River, a lot of people think it's Woodstock, but so close together.
Yes.
That is a favourite of mine, and also of locals who've never actually been in Salt River. They may have driven past lots of times, and international street art fans, not necessarily aficionados. And it's just lovely walking around a neighborhood. You learn about what it was like in apartheid, you learn about colonial struggles and urban issues like gentrification. And then there are also some artist studios, but unfortunately, the rising rents mean a lot of those are having to move out. So
Yeah.
there's things are changing, not always for the better, and I like to try and cover sort of both sides. And we go into community house and we see the murals by the Salt River Heritage Society.
Okay. Well, all of this sounds really wonderful and amazing, Kate. It gives us an insight into what Culture Connect SA is all about, and I'm so pleased to have been able to have you on the show. I follow all your tours with great interest, and I am looking forward to joining you soon and being able to go on this journey with you. Certainly, our worlds in the art world, our lives in the art world, We'll find synergy and we'll have lots to talk about. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that would be great. It would be really nice any time. And I always appreciate your support. And if listeners could like me on Instagram underscore SN in, on Instagram, it boosts me because, as you know, with tours, there's a lot of admin. So this afternoon I'll
Yes.
be busy invoicing and posting, but it's so worth it when the tour actually happens. But it's important to do that planning work.
Well, very happy to have had this chat, Kate, and wishing you all the best for this wonderful harbour tour that's happening this Saturday, the 1st of March.
Oh, thank you.
We'll certainly just do a post to tell people about that. And we'll let you know when the show drops so that you can share it with your followers.
Pleasure.
But
Lovely.
thank you so much for
Thanks.
being on the
Thanks. I've
show with
really enjoyed
us and
it. All the
sharing
best.
insights. All the best. Take
Oh,
care.
lovely.
Bye-bye.
Bye.